Montana Art Beat. Gary is here, and I have a great guest, a recurrent guest, somebody that comes in a couple times a year, a few times, Lowell Stuck, from the Butte Symphony, coming up on the 74th season. But today we're going to talk a little bit more about something that's coming up in, well, the next few days. August 3rd, is it?
August 2nd.
August 2nd.
Wednesday. Wow. Wednesday, August 2nd.
All right, and that is Symphony in the Park.
Yeah, we're doing it in combination with the Butte Silver Bow Parks Foundation, and it's going to be at Emma Park this year.
Now, for people that aren't that familiar with Butte, where exactly is Emma Park?
Silver and Main.
Silver and Main. Yeah. Okay.
It's basically behind the subway. It's about a block from the subway. And it's a natural little dip in it, and there's some trees, so you have shade, and it's a really big deal. This is their probably their 10th season doing lunch in the park, and so they ask us to do the dinner in the park with them. So there'll be food trucks, there'll be a full service bar available. We encourage families to come and bring their picnic baskets and their chairs and everybody in the family, and it's going to be a perfect evening.
And what time does it start? That sounds like it's getting a little later start than...
Yeah, the food will be available starting at 5:30. We have a rehearsal, so if you get there early at 5:30, you can hear part of the program in advance. But we'll start the regular concert at 7.
All right, and what are we going to be hearing?
A little bit of everything.
Okay, that's what I want to hear.
We've got a little bit of Wagner, which, you have to throw some classical in.
I think a little Wagner is,
But we're doing music from Wonder Woman, some Harry Potter music from The Muppets. We have highlights from Copland's Rodeo. We are doing Gershwin's, it's kind of a medley of his, but it's basically excerpts from the Rhapsody in Blue.
I heard a piece not too long ago, and it was like I immediately knew it was Gershwin, even though Gershwin.
Mm-hmm.
Gershwin was my old partner in Seattle. Was Gershwin. By the opening, he used the same kind of clarinet sort of opening that he does in Rhapsody in Blue, and it was very distinctive.
Exactly. And, this is all music that most people have heard. So it's really got a pops feel to it.
I know I was into that Muppet music when I was a little younger.
Oh, and the one other piece that we're doing, and I'm trying to think of what the actual name is, but years ago there was a TV show called The Perfect Wife, The Good Wife, I mean. And it's got this incredible piece that it became the show's theme. And we're doing that also.
Well, it sounds like you've got things pretty much together. I imagine you're in rehearsal now.
We are. Matter of fact, we have a rehearsal in a few hours.
Okay. And Luis is here from Missoula.
Yep. Yes.
Always a pleasure when I get a chance to talk with him. It's fun. So let's run down those times and places again.
Okay. It is Wednesday, August 2nd, starting at 5:30 for food, 7 o'clock for the concert at Emma Park, which is on Silver Street here in Butte.
Right behind the Subway sandwich shop.
Yeah, so. It's 2 blocks off of Uptown, Park. And it's basically a pops concert. It's geared for the entire family. It's free, of course. And bring your families, your chairs, your picnic baskets, whatever you want, and relax and enjoy an evening. And if it should happen to rain, we'll move it to the mother load. They're on standby.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to be talking with some of the people at the mother load about their new upcoming season in the not-too-distant future. And I'll be talking to you in just a little bit about the upcoming season with the symphony. But thanks for dropping in, Lowell, and telling us about the concert in the park, August 2nd. You can get there about 5:30 and grab some food if you don't want to bring your own. And enjoy Butte's some great symphony orchestra. I just love this thing, it's just blows me away. So many talented people giving their time to make make this the oldest symphony in the state.
It's an absolute joy to work with them. So we'll see you at dinner in the park with a little symphonic music.
Sounds like fun. I'll probably be there. And for Montana Art Beat, I'm Gary. You have a good day and keep your dial set on KBMF 102.5 FM for more great programs and great programming like Montana Art Beat and Entertainment.